One of Nashville's first steps toward a new mass transit plan will be to revisit a strategy adopted 2 years ago. At that time, city and regional officials endorsed what's known as N-Motion. As WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, officials say that its key ideas are still relevant.
The night the transit referendum went down, there was a celebratory speech from No Tax for Tracks. But in a pivot from prior debates, Jeff Obafemi Carr did have some praise for the plan.
The entire plan is not bad. It had community engagement. It had Nashville Next. It had N-Motion. What happened was there was a gap between neighborhoods and downtown leadership. And what happened was people felt they were left out.
In that moment, he touched on two crucial Metro documents that preceded the vote. Nashville Next guides growth and development decisions, and N-Motion is the 25-year strategy for mass transit. Both still matter, as officials point to these when saying there's no need to totally start from scratch on something new. To understand them, let's take a time machine, albeit a weak one, and flash back 2 years.
Because at some point, you actually have to stop studying things and actually put a shovel in the ground.
That was Megan Berry praising N-Motion on the day it went from being a massive community discussion and hundreds of pages of studies and drafts to a formally adopted plan. In it were four light rail lines, rapid buses, crosstown connectors, a train to Clarksville, and regional buses using the shoulders of the freeways, and all with a cost estimate of almost $6 billion. It didn't include a downtown tunnel, and there was no specific funding source. That was still to come. Enter the state and the governor.
As anybody that lives around Middle Tennessee knows, long term, we have to come up with a bigger and better ideas about how we're going to make life flow smoother around here.
That's Bill Haslam as he signed last year's Improve Act. It authorized local taxes to fund transit and caused one national publication to suggest the highest hurdle was now overcome and transit likely for Nashville. Instead, council members Angie Henderson and Freddie O'Connell say there was a failure close to the finish line in how exactly parts of N-Motion and the taxes were combined.
And I always argued that this plan was not the best expression of the good work that was done for N-Motion.
It's taking N-Motion back out to community centers throughout the city, back to libraries and schools throughout the city, and bringing people to any kind of consensus that we might be able to get to.
Both council members still believe more transit funding is needed. Henderson calls the current MTA bus system anemic, and O'Connell says a city growing as fast as Nashville needs options like bus rapid transit or light rail, as N-Motion explains in detail. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.